Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tonight's edition of the Rock and Roll Happy Hour is supported by Urge Gastropub and Mason Ale Works. Ken, I think forever I'm going to ban you from reading anything Popular Science has to say when just before I opened the mic...
Come on, you can't resist a headline like that.
All right, so the headline as you were flipping through news drinking your beer is...
Uranus is full of giant diamonds, Jeremy.
Only on the weekends, my friend. Only on the weekends. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on FM 94.9. It's Jeremy drinking with me tonight, as always, our San Diego craft beer evangelist, Mr. Ken Wright. And in studio, wait, you guys ain't from San Diego.
Close enough.
Somebody's... Artifacts Brewing from San Clemente. You'll find them off 5 Freeway and Pico. I guess I can't say you're not from San Diego. I mean, you're really a San Diego brewery rooted in South Orange County.
I think that's the perfect way to put it. Technically, parts of San Clemente fall into San Diego County.
Ah, well, there you go.
Look at it geographically.
So. Really?
And you're allowed to cross the county line now? You checked in?
They gave me the all clear. I'm good.
It's getting back into San Clemente, he has the trouble, because if they search the car,
No. Full of beer.
So, I mean, it's been a while since we had you in the studio. Didn't you do a collaboration with the Seagull on a beer? It was a couple years ago.
Yeah, we've done a beer for them in the past, and then we recently just did a beer for them for their anniversary called The Seagull Has Landed.
That's all. I love that name.
What was it stylistically?
It's a West Coast IPA, Citra Heavy. We actually just released it in cans as one of our first can releases. And it's getting bottled and shipped off to JBF
nice.
As we speak.
Well, good luck to that. How many beers are you sending to the Great American Beer Festival?
We get four.
Four golds. I can smell it already.
Yeah,
so we're going to try some of those tonight.
I believe we got a couple.
I think we're drinking one right now.
I think the one you poured out for us, this already has gold in my mind. I am high on the horse when it comes to Mexican lagers right now, Mexican style San Diego lagers, however you want to define the term.
On the caballo.
They are just absolutely killing it.
Honestly, a Mexican lager. Lager's always been a go-to beer for me. You know, if I can't reach for a killer craft beer and my selection's limited, then Pacifico or Modelo Especial has always been a go-to.
Yeah.
For me to be able to craft up a Mexican lager in homage to those guys who've done it for me in the past.
And this is sparkling.
So what's your jumping off point? Is if you had to compare this to one Mexican style lager that you drink.
Hands down, Pacifico.
Pacifico?
Pacifico.
And no lime needed.
No lime needed.
No lime, no salt. This is just absolutely crushable and delicious.
I like to, if I have to use fruit, it'd be the squeeze and toss, but I don't think it needs it. It's good as is.
So what makes a Mexican lager different from, say, a traditional Pilsner style lager?
Probably the use of some adjunct grains. So we use a little bit of corn in the beer, a tiny percentage, less than 5% of the total grist. And then it's unique to the yeast strain. It's a Mexican style strain.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
So what are you going to notice when you sip on a Mexican style lager as opposed to a traditional?
So we were talking about this on the way down, Cash and I. You know, I think typically a Mexican lager is going to have less perceived bitterness than most of your international style lagers that you're going to try. So your German style lagers, your Bohemian Pilsners, your Czech style lagers, those are all going to have a little bit more bitterness that you notice right up front. Mexican lager, at least for me, is a little bit sweeter, a little bit more approachable, a little bit more balanced.
That's why you can drink them in such enormous quantities, well, Jeremy.
No, I've already drank through mine.
It's gone.
So, yeah. And that's all you brought?
Yeah, it's all gone.
All right, get out.
Saved this for you.
That's it. I'm done with you. We're playing a song. You're out of here. We're going to drink whatever beer you left over. It's a Rock and Roll Happy Hour. It's FM 94.9. No, I'm kidding. You guys can stay. Don't leave. God. Johnny's excited about the beer we're drinking tonight. It's the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on FM 94.9, drinking with Artifacts Brewing out of San Clemente. So we started off the program with the Artifexican Lager, which did you say that was coming to cans soon?
Yeah, second week of September.
That I cannot wait for. Are you going to have distribution in San Diego, right?
Yeah, you'll see it in San Diego, select bottle stores. Cash is probably the person to talk to. Cash does all of our sales in San Diego.
Yeah, we do a release at the brewery on Saturday, September 16th. We're
canning up. That's Mexican Independence Day, by the way. Love Coincidence? I don't think so.
How crafty.
That beer and a new double hazy as well. And then it'll hit the craftier bottle shops around town. So Bottle Craft, Holiday Wine Cellar, et cetera.
What? Yeah, Ken? I've heard of that joint.
All right, this next beer you poured out, this has no similarities to the last one.
This is another beer that we brewed for JBF. It's an English-style IPA. We wanted to, this year, brew a beer specifically tailored towards one category that we felt that we could be competitive in. So it's Golden Promise and a little bit of Maris Otter, and then some British Crystal, a little bit of biscuit malt, and then we ferment.
Yeah, these are barley malts, by the way.
It's just traditional English-style malts to create a traditional-style beer. And then we threw a little bit of a San Diego West Coast influence into the beer with some Centennial hops.
I was going to say, the bitterness on this, this is West Coast.
That's where we are.
It's the West Coast
This is
England.
Yankee-style IPA. You know, it's... The Brits, theirs are softer and more of a mouth blanket.
This could be my favorite interpretation of this style beer I've
This
ever
is amazing.
Tried.
Now, it smells like a British beer. It's got that earthy smell. Why is that?
We used some English-style hops in it as well. We dry-hopped it with some EKG, East Kent Golding. And then, like I said, our house yeast kind of lends a more fruity, estery profile to some of the beers that we brew. So we use that on this beer. And
It's got a real rich maltiness to it.
Yeah, definitely.
It's like bread crust.
Everything is so well balanced in this beer. It's so smooth. It's so crushable.
It's definitely not a traditional Artifex beer. If you come up to Artifex and if you've been coming, you know, for the 3 years we've been open, you're pretty used to, you know, that hop forward, dry West Coast style IPA.
Hence the name Artifexit, our departure from West Coast IPAs.
Yeah. Artifexit, you guys voted for Artifexiting.
2-1. Okay. It was a small vote.
Yeah, gotcha. You split.
Barely made it, but we passed. Slimmest of margins.
God save the greens.
I will take it. This is a delicious beer. This might be the next beer you can.
Yep.
I got a feeling once more people get to try this beer outside of GABF, you might have a problem on your hands.
It's a mouthful.
Amen to that. All right. Just talking off air while we were playing that last song. Johnny, I can't believe Artifex, at the beginning of this month, just turned 3 years old.
Yeah, it's crazy. Been a wild ride, but we've made it to 3 years.
But people still perceive you as being quite new. And is that because you've just been on draft or...
I think that's part of the deal. I think part of it's because we're located up in San Clemente, but that's going to change. You're going to see a lot more packaged products.
When did you guys start packaging?
We did some 22-ounce bottles in the fall. Spent about 6 months, put 5 different beers in 22s. Took a little time off, kind of decided that 16-ounce cans is where we want to be. So July 1st, we had a release at the brewery for 3 different 16-ounce cans and 4-packs, and that's going to be what we're rolling out
Unicorn juice. I remember that one.
Yeah.
All right, what did I just drink? Because that was really damn good.
Trigger finger is when you look at the draft list and you see Artifex at the top because it's alphabetical and you can't even look anymore because you just pull that trigger,
go for that IPA. Every beer, with the exception of the Mexican lager, you brought IPAs tonight, and one beer you won't tell me about because it's a surprise apparently. I guess that probably might not be an IPA. We'll find out. You are literally the house that IPA built.
Yeah, is that a bad thing?
No wonder you're so damn popular in San Diego, because you're brewing our beer.
They're popular.
Popular.
Oh, yes, I did.
Man, this just smells like orange juice. There's citrusy goodness in there.
Yeah, it smells like an orange grove.
Tropical. Trigger Fingers, 6.8%, easy drinking, 68 IBU, not too bitter, Cascade and Mosaic dry hops.
This is what it smells like when somebody hits you in the face with a sack of oranges.
Yeah, seriously.
This is what that's happened to me. And if I recall, it smelled just like this. This is far less painful, though.
Well, Ken, when the guy who's selling oranges, you grab his ass, usually he doesn't appreciate that.
Well, you know, I like to squeeze produce before I buy.
Fresh squeezed.
Yeah,
but you're buying the fruit.
You know, I could go somewhere with that, Jeremy, but I won't, because this is a family show.
Is it? Obviously, you guys have an affinity for hoppy beers. I mean, did you just set out and go, you know what, let's brew a beer that's going to blow everybody's mind every single time they try it?
Yeah, we do, but we also do that with other styles. So if you walk into the tasting room right now, we've got Irish Red on that we're always happy about. It's a fantastic beer. Chocolate City, which is a porter that we have on Nitro, a couple different blondes, Unicorn Juice, which has been mentioned before. It's our wheat beer with passion fruit. That beer is a crowd favorite.
It's very refreshing.
So we'd like to do everything that we do well, whether it's hoppy or malty or fruity or barrel aged, whatever it be.
Why is this called Trigger Finger again?
Don't look any farther.
Actually, my business partner, Elder Tom.
He's a Mormon missionary? Elder Tom?
Elder Tom.
Wow. Well, good for him.
Tom, there's actually a medical condition where you have an issue with your index finger, your pointer finger, locking. So it's a medical condition called trigger finger.
Whoa.
So we named the beer after Elder, after Tom, Trigger Finger. So it's his IPA.
There you go.
An homage to one of the founders.
Favorite beer. All right. You know what? We'll drink to him then.
Awesome. Cheers. Yeah. Drink to Elder.
Hey, Ken, what you got there?
I have a beer, I'm going to open it.
What does it do? Oh, I love that sound. That sound is like sex.
Yeah. Wow. You know, I don't know what your intimate moments include there, Jeremy, but...
I want to play some Marvin Gaye right now and play that again. But I won't. It's the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on FM 94.9. It's Jeremy with me tonight, our San Diego craft beer evangelist, Mr. Ken Wright. And we got our guys, Johnny and Cash from Artifex Brewing. Wait a minute. Hold on. Johnny and Cash. What is that? How did you guys hook up?
Long lost brothers, man.
At Folsom Prison?
Thank you. Thank you, Ken. I knew you would get that. At some point, you were going to put Johnny Cash as Johnny Cash.
There you go. And you're both wearing black, I see.
For the downtrodden.
That's right.
He loved to wear a rainbow every day.
Yeah, but you know, as long as there's a downtrodden, you can't.
All right. Sunday morning
coming down, man.
Now, I remember when Johnny got started with Artifex. I don't remember you, Cash. How did you come into the picture here?
I was a student in the UCSD brewing program, and at the end of the program, they say do an internship somewhere. And I knew these guys were up and coming, and I kind of wanted to help out a smaller brewery and be able to give my worth, so I hit them up, and I said, hey, you want a free keg washer for 3 months? And who's going to turn that down?
But he had you doing not so me. Much more.
Yeah, we spent a good time. We put a little QC program together. We put some sales and marketing ideas together. I probably named a beer while I was there.
Did some deliveries.
Oh, wow. God.
So you landed a job with a degree from UCSD in their brewing program.
Yeah, that's right. Awesome program. My wife's a graduate as well.
You know, I hope all the English majors are listening up right now. You guys are going to be baristas, and that's okay. The world needs more of you, but boy, that's a useful program.
I poached the first person from the program that I've ever been introduced to, and he's been a long-standing employee with Artifex now.
Well, the problem with that is now that everybody's heard this who knows about the brewing program, it's going to be like, oh, all right, I got it. So I get in the brewing program, and then I go call Johnny at Artifex, and I get a job.
I need free keg washers, so
there you go.
You know, yes. Come my way.
Quote Judge Smales, the world can always use more ditch diggers.
I'm going to leave that one alone. I'm going to drink this next beer. What is this?
This is No Name. So this is our staple.
Oh, hello. Oh, hi, Mom.
This is actually the first IPA we ever brewed at Artifex.
Oh, man, I would drink this all day and all night.
We still brew this beer the same way, the same exact ingredients to this day. Nothing's changed. It's just our staple.
That's gotten an intense, like, right down the center of your palate.
This is an homage to old-school San Diego-style IPAs.
Wow.
It's dank,
bringing me back,
and bitter and resinous, but...
But it's not overpowering.
No.
It's
balanced.
It's balanced.
Nice, clean finish.
I mean, I've had some old-school San Diego IPAs where you drink it, and it's like, all right... Did I just lick a pine tree?
When was the last time you washed your bong?
Apparently you washed it with this water because that's all I can taste.
In this day of hazy IPAs and juicy beers, I think that there's still a place for something that's a little bit drier and a little bit more... in your face, bitter, and that's what No Name is.
Well, this is a welcome snapback. I'll tell you right now because I mean, we've gone so far with the hazy IPAs, and the tropical IPAs. I'm not going to knock them. I like drinking them, but at some point you have to break up the monotony of all this just tropical, lushy juiciness with something that kind of started the revolution.
I think that's part of the reason why one of our first can releases was The Seagull Has Landed. It was a West Coast IPA, hot forward. Our next can release is a hazy Northeast style double IPA. So we also enjoy that style of beer, but you'll always be able to find No Name around town, all over the county, all over Orange County, all over Los Angeles County. It's available. It's just a consistent West Coast style beer.
I'm going to drink some more.
We got plenty.
It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on FM 94.9 now. So we've been drinking IPAs and whatnot from Artifex Brewing out in San Clemente. I don't hate because they're a brewery from San Clemente. I mean, it's basically like San Diego's first cousin. I mean, San Clemente shares more in common with Oceanside than it does with Irvine.
And there's nothing wrong with that. Although San Clemente is the former home of former President Richard Nixon, which is cool.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, does his
the
ghost...
The West Coast White House.
The West Coast White House. Do you have a beer named that?
Not yet.
Write it down.
Beer-a-lago.
Beer-a-lago. Look at this guy. He's on fire.
Moments of genius coming out of the Rock and Roll Happy Hour tonight. So we've had, let's see, we've had the No Name IPA. We've had the Trigger Finger IPA. We've had the Artifexit and the Artifexican Lager. So we're not getting too far away from hops at this point. And I guess that's probably why it says when the beer is good on your can. Was that the anthem?
Yeah, I mean, our beer's good in our opinion. So when the beer's good, drink it. You know,
we agree with that opinion.
I was going to say.
We concur.
When the beer is good, share it. When the beer is good, bottle it. When the beer is good, bring it.
You know, I've always loved your guys' your logo too. It is probably one of the simplest logos I have ever seen, yet it is so unmistakable.
It's very 21 Pilots-esque.
Is that what it is?
You're
the DJ.
You understand that there is a code there and that only those in the know can interpret the code, but it's very recognizable.
The code kind of just came upon us. I mean,
code.
The code.
Stop. Now we're getting way too like Dan Brown.
The artifacts is Latin. It means
see? Da Vinci
craftsman.
Code. There you go.
Or someone who uses their hands, an artisan. Yeah. So there is
ipso
like,
facto scratching me scrotum. That's lactum. That's Latin.
Lactum.
Lactum.
That's lactum.
Yeah.
Oh, we got Johnny. Done. All right. What's this next beer? IPA. It's
Optimal Zone.
Optimal Zone is one of our one-offs. We do a lot of different IPAs. That's the thing about Artifexit is you can always wander into a bar, and usually they're going to have something that you've never heard of from us. We do a lot of hoppy beers. So Optimal Zone is kind of between Trigger Finger and No Name. It's 7.2 ABV. Lots of Centennial hops. Real low IBU, so it's nice and juicy.
It's very juicy.
This is extremely juicy.
And how'd you get the name Optimal Zone? What does that refer to? Is that like the Danger Zone?
It's kind of the Optimal Zone. We love both of our core IPAs, so No Name and Trigger Finger. We kind of feel like Optimal Zone is right in between the two. It's the optimal spot for a new IPA.
You know, that's not the story I heard, Johnny.
The Rock and Roll Happy Hour on FM 94.9. It's Jeremy drinking with me, as always, our San Diego craft beer evangelist, Mr. Ken Wright.
Yeah, I'm pouring myself some more beer.
Oh, that's a surprise. Drinking with our friends from Artifacts Brewing, we've got Johnny and Cash. Sorry, I did it again.
Cash and Johnny.
Well, you know, I haven't written Johnny Cash.
Yeah. Never gets old, does it?
It never gets old!
It's a burning thing.
Oh, we've had some killer beers tonight. The Optimal Zone IPA. Thank you for confirming that story on that. The No Name IPA, the Trigger Finger IPA, and that's really weird that you named it after a medical condition. Artifexit IPA.
You know, I have a medical condition, Jeremy. But what I really want to know... It's okay, Johnny. I do a lot of field research, which means
he drinks at a lot of places.
I drink at many different places, and I have seen you at other breweries. Remind me where those were, because I've been drinking at a lot of breweries and I don't remember.
Ken, I think I've run into you at Mother Earth.
Okay, you were there.
Yeah, I was at Mother Earth.
That's right.
And I got my start at Pete's Port, Solana Beach.
Ah,
so
yes.
I probably crossed paths
that's old
with
school.
You up in North County a few times. That is old school. Both spots are great.
Yeah, those are not slouch training grounds by any means.
Honestly, like in a nutshell, Pete's Port teaches you how to make some really killer, amazing pub-style beers, stuff that you don't make all the time. And then Mother Earth is a production brewery. So I learned the production side of things, and both have kind of shaped Artifacts to be what it is today. It's an education that I couldn't have dictated anybody.
Then you educated this young man, and now he's working for you.
That's why I like him.
That's not the only reason why you like him.
Well, he's got nice hair too.
What is this last beast you poured out in front of me?
You guys are drinking.
It looks dark. It looks angry.
Holiday.
All right.
Holiday.
World Beer Cup silver medal winner.
Really?
Wow.
Second best American Imperial Stout in the world.
On that day.
Yeah, 2016.
On that day.
So we found a couple bottles in the cellar for you guys. So this is an American style Imperial Stout that we brewed originally a few years back. It's hoppy, chocolatey, roasty. It's just a classic American style stout. It's one of my favorite beers that we brew. We've got it aging in barrels right now, so keep your eyes open for that in the next few months. Yeah, it's sitting in some wild turkey barrels right now.
Dude.
It's going to get wild.
The characteristics on this beer, when you add something like wild turkey on that in a little bit of time. Oh.
Wild turkey, man. Yeah.
You know what I'm noticing about this beer? It's roasty, it's malty, it's big, but there is a definite, like, kick you in the face hot bitterness to this beer.
So if you...
Wow, yeah. Oh, my goodness.
If you look at numbers, it's up there in terms of IBUs calculated. So it's 80-plus IBUs. Perceived after some time, it's definitely mellowed out, so it's drinkable.
But I mean, it was more aggressive than this when you bottled it?
Oh, 100%.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Tasted like a double IPA.
Really?
Wow. Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
Because, you know, when I drink this, first of all, it doesn't drink like it's 10%.
Nope.
I mean, this is dangerous.
There's no booziness to this beer.
Thank you for the advisory on that, because I was about to pour a whole pint. It is... I could drink a whole pint.
Thank you.
I intend to before the night is out. No, it's roasty... chocolatey, like you were saying, but a nice, just dry, clean, satisfying finish that leaves you wanting more.
You know what the finish is on it? And I'm just letting it wash off my palate. Is it's almost like a very, very dark chocolate finish. And you get a little chocolatey, and then what finishes, what you perceive is that kind of stringency is the hops just
unsweetened baker's chocolate.
Yeah.
Is what it's like.
I mean, this beer would have never meddled if it would have been entered into an English style imperial stout. So it had to be entered into an American style category because it's so hop forward.
Holla Dave. Who's Dave?
Dave's not here, man.
Dave, if you are around San Diego in the beer industry, you ask around enough, you know Dave. So,
all right.
Just go grab a pint from our good friends up at the Lost Abbey in San Marcos. Ask for Dave.
All right.
Yeah, you'll find Dave.
You know what? Bitter. On that point, I think we might be done. Because I got a feeling that if we go too much further down this rabbit hole, I'm not going to have a job on Monday. Huge thanks to our friends, Urge Gastro Pub and Mason Ale Works, for supporting the Rock and Roll Happy Hour, making tonight's episode possible. For all the details of the beers we drank, it's all posted online at fm949sd.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.